Joel Riley, News Radio 610 WTVN. A pleasure to welcome Dr. Beth Halbert to the live line, a parenting expert. And doctor, it's harder and harder, it seems, to have any dialogue about the pandemic because, you know, people are so divided on the mask and back to school. And, you know, there's almost this sense that it's a political issue rather than a health issue. But one of the things we know for sure, it's not just taxing on adults. New national study says about 2/3 of teenagers they surveyed, they talked to 1,500 teenagers, and they say anxiety associated with the pandemic is going to have a lasting impact on their lives. As a parent, as someone who's concerned, what are the things I can do to maybe ease that burden, to let them know it's going to be okay, and to have this not be the year that lives in infamy and devastates the rest of their life?
I love that question. Thanks so much. So, you know, a lot of crisis and everything that children go through, the challenge is they have no way to process it. They have no way to make sense of it, understand it, what to tell themselves later in life. So they make things up. It was my fault. I should have done something different. The world's not safe, on and on and on. So as a parent, the most crucial thing is, one, to take care of yourself, because as you're watching a plane, you're watching the flight attendant to see if everything's going to be okay. So they're watching the parents' facial expressions, and they want to make sure they're all right. And then the second is to let the child talk in any way it comes out, and it will probably not be politically correct if they're afraid.
I gotcha. See, in my family, fortunate, my folks are still around. You know, we have great relationship. And, you know, when you get to that point in your life, you've seen quite a bit of good time and bad time. And, you know, they didn't necessarily go through the depression, but their parents did. So they know what it's like to have to scrimp and save just to have anything at all. And, you know, my folks have this kind of idea. It's like, hey, this is going to last a little longer than maybe some of the things that we've been through, but we'll get through it. We'll get to the other side. And when I hear them say that and I watch my son's reaction, it seems to be kind of a calming thing. You know, he's 20. You know, he hasn't necessarily lived that full life and really had a lot of hard time. So just knowing, just having someone that you look up to and love and respect say, you know what? It's going to take a while, but just be patient. We'll be okay. There is some power in that.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. We've got this. We'll get through this. We bounce. So how do we pivot? How do we stay on top? How do we consciously create what we want to live into next?
And just day to day, doctor, you know, because, again, it's like a lot of things in this country, so divisive. I mean, I think, you know, more and more our students realize they're going to have to wear a mask when they go back to school, if they go back. A lot of, you know, mask mandates across the states. So as a parent, you know, and I feel like, hey, I don't really want to wear a mask. Do I kind of cover that up and tell my young person that, hey, we got to wear masks, and so that's the order of the day, so we're just comfortable with it? Or do I let my true feelings be known, even though it might go against what your city, state, or national leader might think?
Ooh, that is hot. That is a hot question. I won't tell a parent how to teach a child what to think, believe, value, and the speed of the top is the speed of the shop. That is for sure. And there's the reactions of the school if the child chooses to rebel. However, there are times as a parent, you help your child stand in their power. So the most important thing I would say to a parent is back your child.
Hmm.
Whatever it is that you believe, back your child.
Okay.
So if you, you know, I have my own private opinion about that, I won't tell parents what to think or believe about how to respond.
So that's kind of a confidence and security thing for your kids, is knowing that you got their back. That kind of gives them a little sense of, hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, you believe in them.
Okay.
You know, if they get in trouble and they get sent home, you're going to have their back. But if you're a rebel as a parent and then your child is a rebel, and then you get onto your child for being disrespectful to authority figures, I do what you do, not what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, got to be a little consistent there. We're talking to Dr. Beth Halbert. I'm curious, too, Doctor, there's a lot of school districts, not just here in Central Ohio, but around the country that have really grappled with and made decisions about back to school. A fair number of them are, you know, at least hybrids where you're in class some and study from home some. Other ones are like all remote learning and that. My concern on that as a parent is that, you know, there's not as many authority figures in my students' life. You know, you don't have teachers to look up to, principals to look up to, coaches to look up to. And so a lot of that's going to fall back on me as the parent because they just don't get as many touches with authority figures. If I start to see some negative fallout from that, what do I do? How can I get them in front of other authority figures and not just make it life is such that I'm the only one that they're really dealing with?
Love that as well. So the situation is we have so many opportunities right now. When people tell me they're bored, I'm like, what? I have been doing Zoom and online coaching for over 10 years and gave up my private practice office many years ago because I had people in the San Francisco Bay Area constantly saying, you know, can I meet you here? Now it is rampant. You can get your children in front of people. I have a power hour that I do every Tuesday at noon Pacific. And I have teens, young adults, parents, all sorts of phenomenal authority figures. There are places to get your children involved in leadership, get them involved in the online voice, and make a difference in this world. I'd be asking them the question, hey, who do you want to be? Yeah. What do you want to lead this world into? What do you want us to create next? How do we want to pivot?